Welcome to the first Tuesday edition of the Rush Hour in November, family. Tricky one off the top, hey there. Melbourne Cup day. Hopefully you're back to win it, made some money. You've had yourselves a great afternoon. We've got 2 hours coming up to keep you entertained as I welcome a man who doesn't really go for the punt that much, but knows his stuff. He knows where winks and farlap sit on the Richter scale. The one, the only, Andrew Juicy Boy, Newton Jarman. Welcome, Juice.
G'day, Adelaide. G'day, Lou. G'day, Mount Gambier. Hope you had a lovely day. The punters. Well, there's some people that have got their pockets full of cash after that result, Lou.
Well,
pockets full of cash.
We will announce our Jars and Louis Melbourne Cup sweep winners in the next break. But can I just tell you, one person is laughing all the way to the bank. A bloke has won a cool $1 million on rekindling, winning the Melbourne Cup. It was a TAB promotional bet. And they let someone pick the winner. So you just had to pick whoever you thought was going to win the race. And once that horse won, the prize was $1 million. Would have been a nervous last 50 metres, I think.
Does he make a phone call to his employer tomorrow morning?
Depends on your job, I would think.
Oh, I'm just...
I mean, if you won $1 million, would you ring our boss, Matt, or James Pedersen?
Gone.
What type of...
Gone, mate.
In what tone would the message be sent?
It'd be...
It'd be not dissimilar to Cop That Adelaide type number that gets thrown out around about here, but Cop That Triple M, Cop That Maddo, Cop That James.
Cop it.
You know? Would that be where you would be thinking, I don't reckon the million's enough.
What would you do?
Our two boys, what I would do?
What would you do?
I would
roll three kids, a lovely wife, you're a family man. What would you do with a mil?
Well, we could live for the next 12 months.
Oh, yeah.
They'd want to spend it. That's how long it'll last, I tell you right now. After we went from trips to Disneyland, to Paris, to New York, we'd buy a couple of three new cars, a new house.
It's gone in 6 weeks.
I couldn't even get out of my house. I didn't get out of the state. It'd be gone before. Actually, it'd be gone before I got home, Juice.
You'd have the hand out first.
Oh, what? And deservedly so.
Absolutely.
In charge of three, and then the kids would all want, they'd say, Dad, give it to me now. Don't save it for the inheritance. And it'd be just rolling out. How would you like it? In cash, of course.
And what would that leave you?
Me? Yeah. I reckon I'd probably have enough to buy a pair of discount shoes from Biggles at Nike because it gives me a discount. I just reckon maybe I'd probably get a new roof cloth for the old Merc because it's just starting to sag a bit at the moment. And they're about $500 to replace.
Mower.
And that's maybe some new blades. Maybe down to Bunnings and pick up a power drill. There you go. That's all I'd get out of that.
I'll get you a voucher.
And I reckon I'm not on my own. I reckon most dads out there, if you come home today and said you'd picked up any kind of winnings, it'd be like, hand them over.
Yeah.
All right. So the key right now is, well, you've still got your wits about you. Here's a message from good old Uncle Louie and Uncle Jars, the gift.
Here we go.
Make up a story right now how much you won and stick to it. All right. Siphon off 80% of it.
Yeah.
Do whatever you can because whatever it is, if you leave it in your pockets and it goes to washing, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's the old finders keepers rule, I can tell you right now. It's like, Jars, it's like when your dad, mum or dad asked you to go to the shop and they only had 20 or 50 bucks. Go and grab some bread and a milk. Yeah. And they come back and you'd hope like hell they forget to ask for change. And then 3 days later they go, you got the change in the early? No, there wasn't any.
Nah.
Bread and milk were expensive.
Yeah, that was a good old day.
Right, a big show to come. We're going to talk about Rory Sloane. We're going to talk about the number six and whether baby Boof Lehman has done enough to get himself into the opening test or at least maybe the second test here in Adelaide. Mm. Treads is coming in. Round of music's here. And, of course, we're going to talk about footballers just taking a little whizzer out in public. All right, let's get started, Murph.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Triple M.
Johannes Vermeer takes the lead. 200 metres to go. Johannes Vermeer in front, but here comes rekindling. Johannes Vermeer rekindling. Max Dynamite back to the inside of the 100. Johannes Vermeer rekindling, wearing it down. Johannes Vermeer and rekindling, stride for stride. Rekindling has won the Emirates Melbourne Cup. from in second place, Johannes Vermeer. Third, Max Dynamite. Then came Big Duke. Next, Nikita Wicklow, Brave Marmello.
And there it is, the 2017 Melbourne Cup. And you were right, Juice, the other day when you said that it's the foreigners. We're going to raid it again.
Mm.
You're all
there
over
they
it.
Go.
You're all over it, Bart, weren't you? Hey, we got a quick caller on the line. We had a bit of fun before about... If you have some winnings today, make sure you hide it because you'll end up losing it. I think we might have a caller on topic.
Phil One Tree Hill. G'day, Phil.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Phil, what's happened in your world?
Talk to us.
Oh, look, I did the stupid thing, man. I left a betting slip on the table while I was standing up watching the race.
Yep.
Horses have come through and gone back to the table.
Yep.
Yeah, the bride's picked up the betting slips, gone line up at the tab, cashed it in.
Yep.
About $220, left 20 bucks on the table.
Oh.
Get yourself a six-pack, and then she pissed off out the door.
Treat yourself.
Stunning Usain.
Phil, probably should have sent our message out yesterday. I apologise, Phil. I feel like that's our fault.
Mate. And she's got good hands, quick hands too, by the looks of it, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Sharp.
It was calculated, man. It was calculated.
Oh. Bad luck, mate.
Anyway, well done, mate, because it could have been worse. You could have lost, and you've got yourself a six-pack.
Yeah, enjoy the frothies, mate.
Thanks for the call, Phil.
Yes, boys.
All right. We said, rekindling, Johannes Vermeer was second, Max Dynamite third, and Galante ran last. So the Jars and Louis Melbourne Cup sweep we hastily put together yesterday with $500 worth of prize money.
All right.
$300 winner, Andy Topa.
Well,
Andy
done.
From Albert Park. If you're out there, mate, you are 300 large richer, very much courtesy of the Rush Hour.
Secondly,
Sue Dunn. Of Valley View,
well
Sue, $100 for you, and Brad Evans of Dernacourt. Braddles got 50 for Max Dynamite, and there's always a prize for coming last. And I think this is Brian, as in
it is.
Commonwealth Bank.
It is
Brian from Port Noarlunga. Brian, you had Galante, which ran Stone Motherless, so you pick up $50 as well.
Likes to get himself out and about, doesn't he, Brian?
Certainly does. I did notice a name on a few other things floating around
on other radio shows.
Other sweeps,
yeah.
Brian.
Well, he's showing his loyalty.
Well, that'll be the last piece of loyalty he'll get out of
Brian.
Us.
Well done.
It was a good day. Hey, some of the other bets getting around. Obviously, as I said off the top, a guy won a cool $1 million as part of a TAB. Betting promotion, that is unbelievable just for picking Rekindling. You had to get into it. So obviously the odds were very skinny. Then you had to pick the winner. But $1 million, that is just crazy stuff. Some of the other money that was gotten thrown around today, $3,000 at $16 on Rekindling. It was $2,500 at $17. Geez, even as at $551 a long time ago. Just and what about this for a bet? $350 at $51 as well. That is just crazy.
That's big dollars.
What about the ones that didn't come off? This is the stuff that makes you feel better if you didn't back a winner.
Who's the flops?
Someone had $10,000 on Johannes Vermeer at $11.
Oh, no.
Wall of Fire, $3,000 and $1,000 each way.
Al Mandian.
Humidor, $2,000. Al Mandian, $10,000.
That was the favourite.
And $5,000 at nines into 315s. Oh, dear. The Big Duke, $1,000 each way. That didn't come off.
What happened to Big Duke?
What about Maxi Dynamite? So one punter put $10,000 on that at $17. I mean, your eyes light up. And then
I'm glad I'm not a punter, Lou. Glad I'm just a hack.
I know. It's a tough one.
That'll do me for the year.
That'll do you?
I'm done.
That'll do, Pig.
Yep.
That'll do
me.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Done and dusted. Again,
absolutely.
Just to our winners, recapping, Andy Topa, Rekindling, 300. Sue Dunn, Johannes Vermeer, 100. Brady Evans, $50 with Max Dynamite. And Brian from Noarlunga. What about Brian? Just rolls with his first name. He's very Madonna-esque, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's right up there.
Thinks
he stinks. Congrats to everyone if you backed a winner. And if you didn't, hey, it's back to work tomorrow.
Trader's coming up soon, next
is
15
he?
Minutes. Yeah, he is apparently, yeah.
So you got your lovely little jacket on, your blue one?
3 seconds to go. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Pulled him up.
Got some more chances for you to win Ashes tickets tomorrow morning from 9 o'clock. Triple M rocks the Ashes every single ball. And the first delivery from November 23. Got the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, coming up after 5, we'll delve into Gun for Hire and where Jars is at. And also we'll ask the question, why is it always the wheelie bin? Why is it always the innocent victim?
Only.
All right.
What about a tree?
Yeah. I mean,
what's wrong with a tree?
Why not bit of dirt.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of inventing a wheelie bin that can fight back.
But what? What are they?
So the moment it feels contact with a certain liquid,
then it
shoots back.
It shoots something back, yeah.
Hits you back.
Like a skunk type odour.
Or it opens up the top and just gobbles you up.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah.
Anyway.
Venus flytrap style. All right, hey, let's talk cricket. And the Vics and the Redbacks are locked in a very, very, very delicate duel at the MCG right now, Juice. 5 for 243. What is the lead and who is at the crease?
Okay, so Victoria Trail by 104 runs, Lulu. Mm-hmm. So we've just, I reckon, what will be the overs. So there'll still be 20-odd something overs to bowl. Yeah. Christian's not out 38. So we're going okay. Now, young Travis Head, the captain, put himself on and got the important wicket of Aaron Finch, who made 54. So they've left the door open slightly for Victoria to try and get this win.
And it's enticing because 5 wickets, Christian's a big hitter and not
he'll
a cool head. And I tell you what, it's going to go down to the wire. We'll keep you right across that one as we go. Now,
yes,
a lot of talk about the number 6 and where we're at for the opening test. And Maxwell has made runs in both innings here. 64 this time around, I think, to go with 60 in the first dig.
Yep.
We know that Jake Lehman, baby Boof, notched up a ton, 103, 100 and something, and 93 in the second dig.
Mm-hmm.
He's shaping up very much as an outside bolter for the Ashes, but at the very least, name is up in lights and everyone is starting to take notice. Could it happen?
It could happen, Lou. They've still got another Shield game to play. And I reckon if he makes another century in that next Shield match, he is certainly right up there to be selected. Maybe he's a 12th man.
Yep.
I don't think he's ready yet for Test cricket. I think they'll back in Maxwell again.
Mm.
All right, Lou, at number 6. The wicketkeeper position is the one that concerns me, but wouldn't it be fantastic if Jake did make another 100 and he knocks on the door and Dad opens the door as the coach and a selector and says, son, I might be presenting you
well,
with
you
the
know
green
how it would work because they often talk, and Mark Waugh has often said, we want him knocking down the door. And at the moment, I think he's gone on record of saying, isn't it great that we've got so many, such a long list trying to get in,
trying
in that
to get
number
in.
6.
No,
that,
okay.
Imagine if Baby Boof, he's knocking on the door, the old man would have to walk out because he couldn't sit on selection.
No.
Because he'd be conflicted, obviously, being the father of.
Absolutely.
So they would ask him to. And I think he's got on record already saying I would abstain from such
talk
anyhow.
So
but imagine Baby Boof and Dad, you might just going to have to leave the room while we just have a discussion here because I'm banging the house down.
How emotional would you be as a father?
Jeez.
You know, national coach of the Australian cricket side. Mm. And his little son's just knocking on the door to wear an Australian cricket cap.
So here's a question for you.
I like this.
Who do you want to present to your baggy green? Because no doubt young Jake's got an Australian idol as a cricketer growing up, who he's always loved. Obviously, Dad's got a very dear spot.
Yeah, but nah.
But you'd also have your favourite, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
So
who do you look up to?
Who
would it be Warnie? Is he tight with the, you know,
is it
Shane Warne?
Could it be a lefty that he's moulded his game on, like a Justin Langer?
Maybe.
Maybe. Huss.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind that.
So, you know, hero versus normal hero Dad, who was a hero himself.
Yeah,
you know, it's a double dose of hero that you got to pick and choose.
Yeah. But if Boof was asked by Cricket Australia to present the baggy green to his son, would Boof? I reckon Boof would definitely
have to
accept
it, wouldn't you?
That's what a moment
for the
lifetime opportunity. Yeah,
what a moment.
Mum's there, and his sisters are there.
What happens if you get the heads up? So Jakey Burgess is actually, I'd like, you know, Mike Hussey.
He's asked for someone else.
imagine Boof walks in, goes, "Where is cap?"
And the cap's in the box.
Where is cap 411?
Yeah,
and then they go. Darren, what are you doing here?
Great
he goes, I'm presenting to Jack. This is going to be awkward. No, you're not, mate.
Boof will go out and light a fag.
Cause
he'd be gutted.
Well, like he said, he'd go to the bar, he said. whilst the selection discussion was on, he'd go to the bar.
Oh,
but imagine that. And the other select, Trevor Hosen, he'd say, look, actually, he's nominated these three. You're not in the top three. Stiff or soft, Boof?
He's stiff.
Should Rory Sloane tell the Crows his intentions now before the start of the year? Yes or no? That's what the big stud reckons he needs to tell him.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that just after 5. Last chance, Duck Purge. Duck Club, duck season is open. There's the hotline, 8299 8091. Some are a little slow to catch on.
Yeah, they are.
Get our sort of catch the drift of it all. Yeah. But they're coming through still. Yeah. Juice, here's another one.
Hey, boys. It's Andy Stewart from the Hope Valley Cricket Club. I hear the boys have got me in. Second duck in a row. Fortunately, missing full tosses is something I'm very good at. So I am purging myself, giving Duck Club a call. Thanks, boys.
Well done,
very
Andy.
Nice work, Andy. But
nice.
Don't think that'll save you, missing full tosses.
No.
There's only one place to go for that.
Now, our boss, Jimmy Pettison, who's obviously out in the froth today, his son made a duck. His two sons made ducks for the Prospect Cricket Club. Have we heard any contact from the two boys?
Well, I reckon you might just about if Murph is slick with his
hands.
Better still. How about you wait? I'll organise it for you.
Thanks, Lee.
It's in the system.
Mm.
And we'll play it in 15 minutes time. I'd hate for the young fella to miss it out on him going prime time.
Don't care how old.
No.
You purge.
Yeah.
Great hook. Well done.
Thank you. I know, he wasn't listening to the actual talk in the break, was he?
No, he wasn't.
No.
I think I'm fatiguing. No, I think I'm gone.
What do you mean you think?
Tredders is coming up next on the Rush Hour Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren! Gary Tredray!
Here I am, get stuffed.
Yeah, the Wizard joins us one of his favourite sporting days on the calendar.
It.
G'day, Wiz.
Yeah.
G'day, champ.
Top weight, all that. Love horse racing.
Why don't you like the Melbourne Cup, which stops our nation?
Yeah, it does.
What's wrong with it?
And it bitterly disappoints.
Why?
Well,
it was a cracking race.
Oh, who cares? Sorry, I just don't. I don't even know how to fill in a ticket. I've gone to so many buck shows, boys, and all my mates. Hey, when you have a beer, top weight. Oh yeah, Jimmy Cassidy's riding that one. Yeah. Most unsociable sport in the world.
Pumpers retired too.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Unsociable.
Right, you've got some advice for four players, both from the Crows and Port Adelaide, what they should be working on over the summer. Shoot.
Well, I saw some stuff on the internet, and anyone who's following Travis Boak on social media, geez, he's been in the US training his absolute guts out.
Doing some functional training.
Yeah, patterns. And it got me thinking. The one thing he was missing from his game, and correct me if I'm wrong, is I reckon he lost that sidestep a bit because he wasn't in the traffic as much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So for him, I think the most important thing is just start walking sideways everywhere you go. Mm. Get that back, and he'll be playing inside mid again, and he'll actually be able to get his hands on the footy more than
that. Did he lose that little bit of speed, that first 10?
Well, I don't know. He's playing that half-forward role, so it's hard to say, Judge. You're probably right. But I reckon you need him on the ball. He's got leg speed. And Ollie Wines and Pau Pepper don't really have that. So I suspect that he has to be doing a lot of lateral movement stuff. Other one's Paddy Ryder, getting blocked at stoppage a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
So really, people just need to start walking into him, full stop, in front of him, do these sorts of things at training. And let's face it, Sauce Jacobs was the classic. Yeah. Jumped over the line early, a lot of stuff this year, but also got in front, took away front position. So he's got to get his head around that. That's coming. Got so that's something to practice on.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Good.
Pau Pepper.
Yeah.
Handball.
And a haircut.
Handball. Don't try and don't argue because everyone knows you're going to try and don't argue everyone. Yeah. So
first give.
Yeah, I think it's important that he focus on that.
What about the haircut with the swiping?
No, just
he gave him the nickname Tinder.
Yeah, Tinder, swipe right.
Oh. And Tommy Jonas,
yeah.
I reckon start slapping people because every time he punches them, he ends up on the
just
bloody sidelines.
Him.
Just slap him.
He's a slapper?
Yeah, just slap him.
Possibly get AFL approval to wear a boxing glove? Because at least
it
wouldn't hurt him as much.
Jeez, we didn't miss him in that
four
final.
Four very good players that need a good year next year. Yeah. Right?
All right, Tex. He drops way too many footies.
Mm. Does he need his eyes tested?
I love him, but...
On a serious note, should he have his eyes tested over the break?
Well, maybe if he thinks that's an issue. I reckon he just needs to catch so many footies it's not funny.
No, you mark.
Dropped
a lot of
easy drill,
ball
catching
year,
balls,
he?
And then in the gym... Do medicine balls where someone throws it at your head. If you don't get your hands up, it knocks you out. Laddie, I think the biggest thing is you've got to pay one of his mates to follow him everywhere. Because without Brody Smith, you're getting your ass tagged every week this year. Yeah. Sorry, next season.
Yeah.
Valid. Mate, I don't mind
maybe
that.
New hairstyle, just so take a while
to clean up a bit.
No, mate, grow it long.
Oh, you want him to go,
different look.
Oh, yeah.
He's too neat. Junkyard. They know him. Yeah. They look, they go, there's the 29 right there.
Pretty boy.
Put a bit of colour through it, rinse it.
Eddie Betts.
Yep.
Yeah. He needs his kids to run into him. Because the big question when they bash him is he doesn't play as good a footy. So
are you,
just
are you
pay
saying
people.
He's soft?
No, I'm not saying soft.
You're
I think
saying
he's a star.
He can't doesn't cope with physical pressure.
He hasn't.
Is that what
he
you're
hasn't.
Saying?
He hasn't.
Big games.
He hasn't in those big games. Well, what about Sloaney?
Right.
How about you rehearse your contract message? Oh, because it's going to come up 400 times and do not waver from it.
God. We're going to talk about that after the final.
Oh, he certainly are.
Sloan dog.
Stud reckons he should say now whether he's staying or going. I know.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And he also says don't draft kids who have a propensity to come from Victoria and want to go home. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Right. That's good.
Now, lastly, boys. Yesterday, I was at a coffee shop, and you always crack me jars for maybe walking near a coffee shop down on Henley Beach Road. And I was actually on the way to work, and all of a sudden, I saw a scene out of Dumb and Dumber.
Got room for one more if you still want to go to Aspen. I can get 70 miles to the gallon on this hog.
Lloyd Christmas, a.k.a.
Tex Walker.
Your
skipper. When you say words to me, when you think of Tex Walker, what do you think of?
Oh, just brutal, nasty, joke teller.
Yeah, you know what I saw yesterday?
Broken hill.
A sling over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Round, cool man John Lennon's glasses.
No.
Dirty rotten mo.
No.
Black stack hat.
Mercury.
Friggin' scooter.
On a scooter?
On a scooter. And Dumber style.
Hand in your badge text.
And I've gone, what?
Is that no way.
Trenray! Helen H. Rowe is the skipper of your footy club on a scooter. And he goes, I love the weather when it's a scooter. I text him later, what are you doing?
Lloyd,
been doing some guns out. Had the singlet
Christmas
on. Pipes
is
are out.
The skipper of your footy
Lloyd
club.
Christmas.
Here he is. Little... He's coming by again.
Got room for one more if you still want to go to Aspen. I can get 70 miles to the gallon on this hog.
Look that bloody big on this thing.
It's very
He's
symptomatic.
Butted eating it. It was that small.
It's symptomatic of their presence on the field. Caro? Is that right or not? Answer the question, boys.
I've just let it go to the key. I didn't play a shot.
What on that note, we all better go home.
See
Bye.
You, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, Trish.
It's the Rush Hour, Jazz and Louis.
A bloody scooter.
Blam.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is spun.
The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
Yeah, it's a benchmark. It's Juice's great idea, and it just gets rolled out once a week. And this is how the best way to describe any event happening in the world or in your own life is via song, and that's what we do with the round of music. Take it away, big man.
Jari Wright from 36 has got ejected. This is a message from the refs around the country. Great song.
I love it.
We'll dress up right now. Aussie Test cricketer Stevie Smith, the captain,
yep.
loves playing his mates.
Yes.
Well, he might have some help.
He's taken a bit literally, hasn't he?
Sean, just hold your powder, mate.
Wait for the finger, man.
All right. Now, you might have this one, Lou, but I thought I'd throw this young lad in here, Jamie Elliott from the Collingwood Footy Club.
Yeah.
He was listening to this song when he was up and about.
Let's get ridiculous!
Bit of red, too. Happens to be my three-year-old's favourite song, man. He loves it.
He's on the phone.
That's how I roll.
Right, Baby Boof. We just spoke about Baby Boof, Lehman. All right.
This is
Daddy Boof talking to his son.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you
tears
have
Tears in the beer stuff,
know.
That is.
Just,
it's tears in the beer.
I know, I love that song.
Yeah,
just to remind him that maybe not yet, but this is Ooh. Baby Boof telling his dad.
Oh.
From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen.
Jeez, not much of a relationship.
A way, and I know that I have to bat at six.
You're stumbling into my area of work there.
I know I am, but Sammy, our producer.
How many times did I tell you, you don't sing it, you say it.
I know. Now, can I give you one more? This is a very proud moment for me. Being an ambassador of the Fijian rugby side, thought I'd just share this to the family after our great win over the Welsh. This is our...
Translate it for us.
The
lion sleeps in the jungle tonight.
Yeah.
From the mountains of Fiji. Isn't it
there you go.
Not bad. 3 minutes for a 3-minute segment. Jeez, it left me no room to play. Well played.
Right, way you go, Ty.
Nice work, Kerry. Rory Sloane, the great Studley Corns, has come out and said you need to tell us right now. To which... Sloaney, or as he like to say, Belinda and I replied. Stevie J was a special guest on the show, told a great story about how he jumped off the roof of the Torquay Hotel.
So I took the leap of faith and it just seemed to be taking a little bit longer than I expected to get to hit the ground. And
cue my man.
That's better.
He also told us about the time he thought he was at his friend's house and woke up on the back couch on the back porch and the police didn't take too kindly to him. Redbacks are doing wonderful things at the moment. I love where you're playing with that. I'm going with a very big favourite of ours. They've got a new song that they're singing in the change rooms about our boy the Ferg.
Even white boys got the shout. Baby got back.
No.
Oh, no. You two.
You moved him around. You
no, it was Ferg. It was always going to be Fergalicious.
Oh, boy.
Fergalicious.
Finish it off, boys.
Come on. I don't even want to finish it.
Nah, come on. Don't drop it. One more.
How can I finish it
well,
now?
Well, you two got to get on the same page.
No, we'll leave the Lehman one. We're skipping now, all right? Okay. And let's finish it off on a good one. Yeah, Jamie good. Elliott, as you said.
Yeah.
Drunk and disorderly, yeah. Urinating on a wheelie bin. Yeah. Apparently, the great man himself, Bob Dylan, was so moved with what Jamie got up to, he rewrote his favourite song.
The answer, my friend, is pissing in the bin. The answer is pissing in the bin.
Ah, good finish. Good finish. You both redeemed yourselves.
Oh, what, me?
Don't look at me.
Jeez. I know he's getting the votes this week.
I reckon you might be.
Jeez.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
Sure is, Juice and I driving you home for the next 60 minutes. Gun for Hire update, if you're unaware of this. Jars is coming out of his hiatus, not retirement, hiatus, to play a special one-off for a cricket club. November 18 is the date. Still not too late to get to our website, triplem.com.au. Tell us why you love Jars playing cricket for your club. Triple M will provide the barbecue, the froths, and the company in the good times. And, of course, the Gun for Hire. Sloane, we're going to chat about him and whether he should tell the Crows his intentions, as the great Studley Corns has suggested.
Yep.
And we'll talk about Jamie Elliott, the latest footballer to get himself into trouble for urinating in public. What we like to do on a Tuesday, though, before we get to the quiz with no name, is give you a last chance to purge on the Duck Club hotline. That's 8299 8091. If you made naught across the weekend and you didn't have the kahunas to ring up yesterday in the allotted time slot, we give you an extra day's grace to sleep on it, then maybe out yourself. And a young man by the name of Lockie has done so.
Hi, I'm Lachlan Pedersen. My dad's the general manager. I'd just like to thank you for telling everyone about my duck yesterday. Hopefully I make runs next week. Thanks, Charles and Louie.
Well-mannered young man.
Thanking us.
What? See, he wants to improve himself. Not like some of these other flogs that are playing district cricket and haven't got the kahunas to ring us and purge.
I mean,
is magnificent.
If you're going to play at that top end of district. I mean, if it's good enough for our Redback boys to call through, and let's expect a call tomorrow from Chad Sayers, a late one, which will give him the leeway because he's still playing. He's playing trying to win a game of first-class cricket right now. But everybody else, get on the phone. You'll feel so much better. Don't carry it around with you. It's a dirty little secret. That sort of thing eats you up, gives you ulcers.
That young man will play for his country one day with that kind of attitude.
Yeah, not as a batsman, though. He's a bowler.
You can quote me on that.
All right, tell you what else you can quote us on. Right, and that is, hang on, rekindling, and Andy Topper has won the Jars and Louis Melbourne Cup sweep. $300. Andy from Albert Park, congratulations. Sue Dunn from Valley View came second. And Brad Evans from Derna caught third on Max Dynamite. So, and throw in Brian from Port Nolunga, who came last.
Yeah.
All of you guys have got some cash waiting here at the studio. Give Flack a call and we'll sort you out. All right, but right now, let's do this.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money.
Stop press. It's 2K Tuesday.
Certainly is. It gets a little exciting around here on a Tuesday because it rolls around awfully quick. And sometimes they're prepared and sometimes
they're not.
They're not prepared.
I like it.
A real bonza chance to pick up $2,000 today. And we're going out to my neck of the woods, Hazelwood Park in the leafy east. Jars, look out. Who we got?
We're going to talk to Michael. G'day, Michael.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Mate. Good.
Mick, congratulations on getting through. I thought they blocked all the lines from the east, but well done.
Wow.
Excellent.
All right, mate. Automasters lifeline up your sleeve. Fair to say on a 2K Tuesday, you won't be getting any extra, so use it wisely.
Yep.
Everything else is pretty kosher as normal. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of the first one. Juice delivers, all right?
All right, Mick.
Excellent.
Good luck, mate. Here we go.
Who won the Melbourne Cup, Mick?
Rekindling.
Which Redback cricketer scored a century yesterday?
Pass.
Name the Australian cricketer who picked up a first-class hat-trick yesterday.
Pass.
Is Joe Root a porn star or an English cricketer?
English cricketer.
Okay, name the jockey on the Melbourne Cup winning horse today.
Pass.
Name the coach of the AFLW Crows team.
Oh, I'm not doing well. Pass.
Okay. How long is the flight from Melbourne to Honduras? Is it 18, 21 or 24 hours?
18.
Which Aussie tennis player is ranked higher, Kyrgios or Ash Barty?
I reckon it's Ash Barty now.
Okay. Which team does Pep Guardiola coach?
Manchester City.
Name the horse that won last year's Melbourne Cup.
Al Mandon.
All right. Which Redback scored a century yesterday?
Pass.
Which cricketer picked up a first-class hat-trick
Auto
yesterday?
Masters.
Okay, so
well done.
Yeah, you redeemed yourself slightly.
Yeah, slightly. A lot of passes in there, yeah.
That's all right. All right. That was solid. Computer will work it out for us.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
$60, mate. Yeah. Well done.
Lovely. Excellent.
Righto. Let's start, Mick. And for those playing along at home, Callum Ferguson was the redback that scored a century yesterday. Mm.
Yeah. I went to school with him. I should have known that.
Oh,
one.
Dear. Come on, Mick. Marrickville High?
No, Blackfriars.
Blackfriars.
182,
nice.
Ferg, mate.
Yeah,
in
good,
the second
good dig. Mitch Stark was the Auto Masters. He picked up the first-class hat-trick yesterday. He's on fire at the moment. Corey Brown is the jockey of Rekindling on his second Melbourne Cup.
Number
Beck
six.
Goddard coaches the AFLW Crows team. Honduras, it'll take you 21 hours to get there.
You said 18.
Ash Barty was correct. She is ranked 17 in the world after a super year. And Nick Kyrgios is 19. Pep Guardiola, you got right. And El Mandon, you got right. $60 coming your way,
well
Mick.
Well done, Mick.
Lovely, lads. Thank you very much.
Oh, you've done the East proud, Mick. Well done.
Excellent. You have a good day, guys. Good luck on the 18th of November as well, Jazz.
Yeah. See that? That's nice. That's nice. 2K Tuesday. Lives to fight another day. Up next, Graham Corns has come out with some weird advice for Rory Sloan and the Adelaide Crows. We shall discuss it next. Sounds like an exam paper, doesn't it?
It does. On the rush hour.
At least you're talking.
He's out of here. Headphones down, nothing.
Hands in pocket.
It's Jars and Louie, Triple M.
Good leave, Jar.
Jars and Louie, the rush hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Quick cricket score, please, with the Redbacks juice.
Just under 10 overs remaining, Lou. Victoria need 89 runs to win.
Yep.
The Sheffield Shield game against our boys. So Zamp's bowling at the minute.
Yeah, that's not what we want to know. How many wickets do we need?
What do we need? We need three.
Yeah. So that's the intriguing part of the stats. Don't expect a call up for Triple M rocking the Ashes.
No, well, that's not my role.
No, I know.
I'm a cricket player. I'm not a commentator.
We know what we're trailing by, but what do we need to win?
Yeah, you
know, that's the slant we're always working with in him.
Really.
Speaking of winning, what about the bloke that won a cool $1 million on the TAB today with Rekindling? Went into a TAB promotion, was told he could pick a supposed winner of the cup, and then it then had to win. And as a result of that, picked up $1 million. Mm. What a prize. What an effort.
I won't be going in tomorrow.
I'm tipping he wouldn't be going home tonight.
No.
For a little while.
You wouldn't go home.
All right. Let's talk about what the great stud man has had to say,
okay.
Graham Corns. Corns has suggested, and I want your thoughts on this, Juice, that star on baller Rory Sloan must tell the Crows now what his intentions are for his footballing future. Of course, he becomes a free agent at the end of 2018, and we've seen what's played out throughout this year. We've seen what happened with Patrick Dangerfield, saw what happened with Jake Lever, just to name a few with the lovely boys. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on whether he should, as Cornsy says, have to tell the club what he's going to do?
I'd like him to tell the club by about round 12, 14 next year, because we know, history tells us, if they don't give us a decision in the last 6 weeks, then finals, they're 90% going home.
Well, Dusty Martin stayed.
Yeah, well, Dusty. Yeah, that was a nil balm last minute.
Yeah, Hail Mary,
yeah. And he got what he wanted. I'd like to see Rory say round 12 next year. Give the club a commitment.
In reality, do you think that's going to happen?
No,
you know why? Because
not at all.
Because of the value that is going to happen in the game that's going to be played, he would be mad to commit prior to the end of the year unless Adelaide dish out. Just an enormous contract.
When
that
you
he
say,
can't
all
refuse.
Right, what enormous contract? What are we talking about?
Well, the going rate right figures. Now, out of all the footy experts, and it's been listed on Twitter and in the paper today, he's a $1 million player.
Okay, good.
Bare minimum is $1 million, and the desperate clubs will throw more.
Right.
Those that looking to attract a star on ball, he's 27, turning 28, so three good years, prime years left at least.
Mm-hmm.
And inside out, exactly what you need. Captaincy material, even if you go somewhere.
Right.
He's going to cost you, to get him home, $1.2 million. Now, if the lovely boys continue their low-balling antics and go around 850, 800, 850, 850 would make him the highest-paid player at the Crows, I would have thought, just above the Texan.
Yeah.
He's going to be leaving anywhere up to about 1.2, 1.5 on the table. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to do, especially when your families live back there. Mm. And then the second part of Studley's argument is he suggests that Adelaide must now think twice before drafting a player based in suburban Melbourne.
Disagree with that.
All right.
Disagree with that. You go and select the best player that's available in the draft. It doesn't matter where he's from.
Melbourne just re-signed and extended Max Gawn's contract, so they didn't face a similar situation in free agency, which Maxie would have been in next year. Yep. Very clever by the Demons.
Yep.
You would hope that Adelaide, for all intents and purposes, tried that same tactic this year with Sloaney, would you not?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would hope.
You've got to be going.
They tried to cut him off at the pass.
You've got to be sitting down with his managers now. Maybe they are.
Well, you'd hope so.
Maybe they are, Lou, and we don't know yet. Maybe a big announcement's coming around the corner. Regarding Rory Sloane and his decision.
You just had him on the other day. You know what he said?
What did he say?
Remember what he said? He just said, you know what?
No, I'm in no hurry.
I'm in no hurry.
I'm focused on pre-season and next year. I'm in no hurry, boys.
I tell you right now.
Makes me nervous. But you know my thoughts on what the club should do. I gave you a 4-point regarding Rory Sloane.
You're a bit skinny on money.
I want to offer him the captaincy.
Yeah, well, good luck with
that. Just as a big, dirty, filthy carrot that's just been pulled out of the soil.
Yeah, and that carrot's got a mow on it and big ears. Which would be the Texan. There's only one thing to do with Cornsy. And Chad and Kane, if you're listening, put his slippies on, pack his dressing gown, pull up his tracky decks right up under his boobs and send him off to the home.
That's it.
No, he's done. Send him in. Time to
put him on, as sharp as ever.
Put him on the porch and on the rocker. It's time to go. And just visit him on weekends or once a month.
Just before we finish up, we need to get 1.2 mil a year for Sloaney. The Adelaide Crows.
The going rate is $1 million
ever been paid before.
He
ever.
Will become, if he stays here, you need
your
$1 million.
Your first $1 million man.
You need, you know what you guys need to do? You need to enter the RNTAB promotion.
It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on Triple M.
8 for 262, Juice. We've got another one. It is going right down to the wire. How many overs to go, mate?
Just under five.
Ooh.
Five.
They need 85. They can't get that. We need two wickets.
2 wickets.
Andrew Jarman. Gun for hire.
Well, that's a good shot.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon. Wild West.
Saturday, November 18th, the day. You have got it up until this weekend. Monday, we will announce who Charles is going to go play for. The Gun for Hire. TripleM.com.au. We'll bring the barbecue, the froths, and the atmosphere. And, of course, the gun. The key part of the whole equation to you. We've been getting updates daily. People are calling through, texting about spotting the great man, just going through his paces, whether it be visualisation techniques, jumping in whites, practicing batting, bowling in front of the mirrors, maybe a quick six balls at the nets. Where are we at, great man, now?
Today, took the ball again with the Dogs and with Maz.
Nice.
Right around the Henley Oval with the cricket nets here, West Torrens Cricket. So,
yep.
Had the cricket ball in my pocket. I thought, well, while the Dogs are having a bit of a stroll with Maz, I just thought, well, I might bowl three overs today. I bowled one yesterday.
Yep.
Pulled up well.
Building
up
nicely.
And there's six ball overs, as you know.
Yep.
Just working on getting the high out, the left arm up, and just changing my delivery on the crease line.
The crease, yeah.
Anyway, this young lad was sitting there with his cricket gear from the Henley High School.
Oh, hello.
I thought, why don't you unpad up, champ? Because that was his first lesson for the day.
Yeah, would you like a money can't buy experience?
Well, his name was young Jack Simpson, who plays for the Fulham Cricket Club in the Bees.
Yep.
Well, he's, no worries. So I just waited for him to get the gear on, went down to mark his spot, left-hander.
Oh, hello.
I love the left-handers.
You do.
I love them. So his mate rocked up, another mate rocked up, started putting the music on loud.
Oh, hello.
Bit of Triple M music.
Hello.
I thought, here we go. Don't worry about the Dogs and Maz. Yeah. I zoned in.
At this point, I would have been calling for Maz. Do you mind playing umpire just so I get used to having your body to run past?
And I said to the young lad, just take it easy. Well, at him reaching.
Did the other kid
yell
out?
At him reaching.
Did the other kid yell out who had the music bowl? Did he go bowler's name? Charming.
I saw some sort of cameras going, and I don't know what was happening. Filming, who knows? It could go to the sacker. But
did you describe yourself to the kid? You were fast, medium, or medium fast?
I'll just keep him just around off stump, young man.
Yeah.
You may get one or two.
Yeah.
So he played me okay, but I got him on the special ball.
Oh,
that's all I'll say.
The gift,
the special ball.
Mm.
He had no idea, poor Jack.
Got him, yes.
The old half tracker.
So, and he said, and he looked at me and he looked at his mate and they just shook their head.
They give you the nod.
That's all, that's all it was.
Was there a whispering, a mouthing of, too good?
Well, young Jack Simpson looked at his mate and just nodded and then adjusted his box and his pad. He looked a bit nervous after that special ball.
Hey, I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, look.
But Jack, if you're listening, or if anybody knows Jack, what's his name?
Jack Simpson from the Henley
if
Hospital.
If anybody knows Jack and runs into Jack tonight, wouldn't mind confirmation of this story tonight. Has he got a feeling, Murph, that
feel good, Lou.
Maybe a few of them went into the top of the net and a few of the local houses were in danger? Good on you.
I felt really good. Mm. Felt the first over, but then the last two. God, I said, Jack.
Mm.
So there you go. So that's day two of my program.
Very nice.
All right.
Very nice.
Tomorrow, it'll be a rest day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sure, you don't rush these things.
I'd hit the water.
I'm thinking about that.
Ice up. Just stand.
20
minutes.
Some cups on my back.
20 mins in the water. So. Cups from Maz. And maybe just a little bit of someone working on your pecs and your sides.
Yeah, I might get a massage. Because next week, it'll all be batting. So next week, I'll focus on my batting next week.
Oh, look.
No, I've got to get my iron early.
Yeah, as I said, look.
I'm going to open or bat three.
Probably commit to one, I would have thought.
All right. Looking good.
This is Jars today. Yeah. Shout it out loud. gunforhire@MMM.com.au. Get your request in. It could be you having Jars play for your cricket club.
On the Rush Hour, MMM. Don't forget, if you want to listen to Jars and Louis anytime you want and as many times as you want, download the MMM app onto your mobile phone and get the Rush Hour catch-up. Normally pops out about 6:05 every night.
Yep, guaranteed to please.
Absolutely. That's a good strap line.
Jamie Elliott, Collingwood star, a little gun forward who can take a very, very big mark. Found himself in some hot water after the Victoria Derby Day last Saturday. Police found him, spotted him in the early hours of Sunday behaving drunkenly in North Melbourne. And according to them, just taking a whizzer on a garbage bin. He was. It was a time read around about 4:53. So he'd had a good go.
He did too.
He did. And he was released and fined $634 for being drunk in a public face. He's not the first to do it. Certainly won't be the last. No. Sugar Johnson, Kane. From Adelaide play Richmond Place and Kilda Town Hall. Got none. The great Jared Healy on a State of Origin trip here to South Australia many moons ago when Jared was 21, 22.
Yeah.
Got done That's for right. doing a similar thing in one of the city lanes, which are now one of the hot spots here in Adelaide.
It is too.
It wouldn't be the first to do it. You've got to be honest. Put your hand in there if you've done something not dissimilar.
Sean, get him up.
It's amazing how the footballing world will not just take a spell. And the fact that he... I know, and it's you never want to say it's right, but... It happens. And as long as he wasn't harming anyone and no property was destroyed, and like I said earlier.
Just a silly boy.
The wheelie bin that seems to always cop this
Why
sort
does
of
the
stuff.
Bin cop it?
It used to, in my days, it was the letterbox. You either knocked them over or you were, you know what I mean? And now it's the wheelie bin because it's the thing that is sort of sitting around. Now, he's the size of a wheelie bin. He could have jumped in.
He's only a little boy.
Pretended it was one of those.
True, Luke.
You know, at the parties where you get the portables. Yeah. Could have been confused. Maybe he should have said that to the cops. I thought it was one of those portaloos.
Lou, will his teammates, will he cop a
when he gets back
teammates?
To, he's on leave at the moment. When he gets back, he'll get fined and he'll be as sure as hell.
Leadership
he'll get
group.
$5,000 and whatever else on some kind of community gospel telling kids not to wee in public. I don't know. It's just, it's one of those crazy things. That
so the AFL and the media just won't let it go. They just won't get off the grid for 2 or 3 weeks, will they?
I just reckon we've got to hit a button. It's time to hit a button. The AFL just needs to hit the off button.
Give us all a break.
Now, this stuff, absolutely, it's newsworthy because it's poor behaviour. But again, if that's not Jamie Elliott, that's not in the press.
No, it's not.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
And I'm not saying it's right.
No.
Because it's not. But I mean, we're going to get an off button somehow to find a way to let these guys breathe. He's actually trying, you know what he's doing? He's trying to catch up. This is the one they often say about kids and today's athletes. You ask them to redline. During the week and on the field, and you take away the so-called party aspect. So when they get to the time that they can have party and have a beer, what do? They redline because that's the only way they know how.
Correct.
I mean, there's no encouragement because your lifestyle is this redlining, going flat
non-stop,
out.
Non-stop, 10 months
the
year.
Go hard.
Yep.
When I take a breather, anything I apply my trade to in that break time, what am I going to do? I'm going to get on a jet ski. I'm going to go hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and have a few beers. I'm going to go hard.
Scooter.
It's a mentality. It's not. I'm not offering it up as an excuse.
No,
but it's a trained mentality that is really, really
because they need it
hard to
they
break.
They need to switch off.
But I suppose the upside of it all was that the great Bob Dylan came out and rewrote his classic, "Blowing in the Wind" for Jamie, which I hope Collingwood will play.
My friend is pissing in the bin. The answer is a pissing in the bin.
Now, as silly as that sounds, I guarantee, I guarantee Nathan Buckley will be looking in the bin.
Thanks, Bob.
And so too might a few other coaches.
Jars and Louis, it's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Want to see something really cool? Go to the Triple M website or Triple M Facebook or Twitter and watch Dominic become $1 million richer, all thanks to a TAB promotion. A good mate of his filmed him. He was the guy that was lucky enough to try and pick a horse out of the Melbourne Cup, and if it won, win $1 million. Unbelievable stuff. Yep. Life-changing. Check it all out at Triple M Facebook or our website or on Twitter. Hey, found a really cool thing, just mucking around, wrestling nickname generator. And, you know, those ones where you just put your first and your last initials in and see what comes out.
Yeah.
Murph, we'll roll with you first up. Sean Craig Murphy. He would be a flying Mr. Inferno.
Flying Mr. Inferno.
That's not bad.
Mine's pretty lame. I've just come out as a Rocky Destructo. But if I threw the rocket into it, it could be Rocky Bulldog Destructo.
It's good.
But here's my fave. Andrew Jarman. Electric Stud.
Are you serious?
That is what you would be.
So my wrestling nickname
is your wrestling stage name.
Right, with me black.
Electric Stud.
Stop it.
Maybe a hairpiece.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Where'd you find that? Is there any other nicknames on there?
Well, it all rolls through. Again, first letter of your first name, first letter of your last name.
All right.
Let's go with Flack.
What about Flack?
What's Flack's first name?
Flack.
Alex.
Alex. Right. Alex Flackster.
He would be Electric Boy.
Electric Boy.
Electric Boy. What about James Pettison, our boss?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Magnificent Thunder.
No.
Matt O'Reilly.
Matt O'Reilly, our PD.
As I said, our other boss.
Yeah. He's on the frost.
Fabulous Angel.
Oh, what about Rue or Ditz?
All right. Mark Ricciuto. Fabulous Bulldog. He's got the tattoo of a bulldog on the shoulder too.
What about our boy Ditz?
Chris Dittmer.
This would be the squash player.
It is how appropriate. I think we'll sign off on this move. Okay. Get ready.
Get ready. Sean.
Chris Dittmar's wrestling nickname would be Mr. Monster.
Tits. Mr. Monster.
Yeah. Imagine him in a tight set of trunks.
SA Victoria draw.
Knee bandages. Slapping himself, going for the turnbuckle.
All right.
Tits.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Jars and Louis, we ran a Melbourne Cup sweep, didn't we?
First prize
was $300. Yeah. Went to a man by the name of Andy Topper from Albert Park, and I reckon he might be on the line right now, Juice.
G'day, Andy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, Jars. Yeah, good, mate. Excellent. Yep.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for playing along. Pretty easy work.
Oh, yeah, great work. Yeah, even when I got that pulled out of the hat, I thought I'd have a lazy pineapple on it as well. So, done very well.
Oh, it's been a good day, mate. Nicely done.
I think it's better than good, mate. It's been a great day.
Oh, well done, mate. Just wanted to chat and say hello and say congratulations.
Oh, cheers, mate. Greatly appreciate it once again, boys. Thank you very much to Triple M. Cheers, thank you.
Good on you, Andy.
Oh, there it is.
All right, cheers.
Cheers, it feels good.
It's a lazy pineapple on it.
A few sore heads tomorrow.
A few. Did you see the carnage after Derby Day?
Yeah. Oh. And a lot of bins got...
A bit of a ride. Cleaned. Is that what you're saying? A lot of wheelie bins got cleaned. I'd be cleaning them again, though, just if I was you. All of our staff are out frothing up today. Not a soul in the joint by those who carry the station.
Well said.
All right. So, obviously, tomorrow afternoon, we get on the frost.
Yeah, they can do the show tomorrow.
Yeah, we just said, we're out. Let's come in early, pre-record this sucker.
Yeah.
And then head to a pub and do a listening session and we'll listen back and see how we sound. And someone goes, what's going on? We're just doing an air check, as Jars often says on air. Murphy, is that anywhere in your radio school modules?
Nah, it doesn't even get into the radio school.
You got your school tonight?
Could it not? AustralianRadioSchool.com. Yeah. Final session.
What is there a muck-up day?
Ah, good point. I think they normally want to go out and have some froths afterwards.
Are you going on the froths?
No, I've got to behave. I've got to be here early tomorrow.
What do you do?
Yeah, well, actually, what do I do? What do you do?
It's a really good question.
You do. I mean, Jars is going to be... we're going to need you tomorrow. Mm. Jars will be tired. Bowled three overs today. Mm. Fatigued.
Yep. Yeah. And Dave right. tomorrow.
Yeah. And I... yeah, spell. Ice bars icing out. Maybe spotted. All right. Me.
Oh, what are you up to?
Just lift the show. As per usual.
Yeah.
Just lift it up.
You have got big shoulders.
Just work on it. It's what I do.
Yeah.
It's what I do. It's a pleasure to work with you both.
You know what we call you? The Rock.
Nah.
Oh. What do you want to be called?
I'm not going for that.
You don't want to be called The Rock.
Put a bit of work
He's
into
a
it.
Big boy.
Yeah, I know he is, but that's not me.
I just want your wrestling name. What was your wrestling nickname?
That was a cocker. Yeah, exactly. Where is it? I'll let me find it again. Hang on. Tell you what. It was just something stupid like...
it's not you.
Rocky. Rocky Destructo.
Nah.
Like, as if. Nah, I mean, Rocky Tornado, it's The Warrior, yeah. The Funk, yeah. Steel, Swagger. Oh, imagine if you had the last name of Zed. Yeah. Swagger.
Hey, yeah, I'm off. See you, family. Have a good night.
Tell you what, I just found out if you wanted to knock me over, like you suggested, my family would pick up $1 million.
Should we go?
Just in case, you know, you wanted to.
Thanks.
All right.
We're going.